It's the Sunday Revolution.
1 o'clock and love is in the air. Toya the Lazy, 909, where you can feel good anytime. Love is in the air, but so is dismotivation.
Yes.
Are you feeling dismotivated today?
I'm very interested to know what this is all about, Chris.
you're an empty book. You're ready to be rewritten.
I am. I'm not going in with any expectations.
We have the queen of dismotivation, a new, if you haven't heard about it, you're going to, because it's going to be a new philosophy for you. The queen of dismotivation, but also in my, I like to affectionately name her the first lady of Germiston, as according to our podcast series that is out now. Right, Viv Vermark is on the line to chat to us this hour about her. She's embraced, she lives, she breathes her skin. I saw it myself, is part dismotivation, so she's breeding it right now. Viv, how are you?
Well, my lovies, how's it, Chris and Danae? Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, we're glad to have you, Viv.
We are. We are so glad. Everyone's kind of a super fan. If you are a Viv, I'm going to say a Viv maniac. I don't have a cool term for you just yet, but I'll make it up. But, you know, you follow Viv quite affectionately and passionately, and you're, like, throughout life, I know you're going through a particular new milestone phase. You're moving up from your home that you've been at for many, 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 many years, and you're moving off to a new chapter of your life, but you've adopted this whole dismotivation. You are a speaker for the nation. Why dismotivation?
Okay, so dismotivational speaking or dismotivational thinking, it's not that I don't want people to be unmotivated or demotivated. I just want to explore ways of being more appropriately aware of your potential, which is more limited than you think. So the dismotivational movement is basically dissing motivational speakers or deconstructing so much of the hyperbolic and bullshit myths and statements that pass for motivational speaking. Because it can just give people a false sense of limitless individual potential, and probably in the process robs you of more authentic and realistic goals. So the effect this has is you keep measuring yourself against the equivalent of a porn video version of expectations of sex and not reality. And if you know, reality in life and in sex is a lot messier, a lot and inconclusive than the silly sugar packet messages or a porn climax. So motivational speaking has become perverse. It's like porn videos for self-image. It's self-image porn, and that's, I'm just saying to people, I'm putting my hand up, there's something wrong here.
Wait, hold on a second. I just have to also disclaim you. So, just, you know, we got Viv language. Then we have hashtag feel fine language. So we're going to have to censor that just a little bit, Viv. Okay.
Apologies. No, I'll refrain, but I've said the word. I'll now use word nonsense instead of that. But you know what I mean.
Well, we know exactly what you mean. Thanks for that. Okay, no worries. Okay.
Will it help you to tell you the type of sugar packet platitudes that I'm speaking about?
Yeah, sure.
And then maybe in our next segment I can deconstruct one of them. Because this motivational speaking is about thinking deeper and deconstructing current wisdom. Mm-hmm. So the type of nonsense sugar packet platitudes include, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Anyone can grow up to be the president. And my personal favorite bugbear and the current world-changing thing, the false prophets will give you messages like, if you want to change the world, start by making your bed. What utter crap. Now, what this guy does and what these people do now, they lure you with a completely outlandish goal, and then put you in the middle of it, so you feel like Superman. So the outlandish goal, you can change the world. You can change the whole world. And then they match it with a completely unrelated menial household task, like making the bed or putting your shoes on the right way around. There's no way that task can possibly lead you to that goal. It is against the neuroscience of what we understand of achievement, which just doesn't work like that. And the statement comes from a guy who is a U.S. military veteran. Mm-hmm. General McRaven mm-hmm. became famous for saying this at the university lecture. So this guy, now standing there with all his medals on the stage, says to the people they can change the world, if you want to change the world, start by making your bed, and the world applauds.
Hold
and
on.
And the man gets famous for talking absolute nonsense.
Here's my thing.
What okay. I would have accepted from him as a statement that would have made sense from him as U.S. military general is, if you want to change the world, stop invading other countries and bombing the shit out of it.
Oh.
That I would have expected of him.
Come on, Viv. You're killing me. Okay, so I'm going to again have to just quickly like censor that part of you, and you'll behave for our next segment, right?
Okay, yeah, please. If we want for the next, okay, so let us go for our next segment. I'm going to take that statement and reframe it then. I apologize for that second. but literally, that guy could have said anything else but that, and it would have made more sense.
Yes.
So let us deconstruct that statement to something that's more useful. The next segment. Is that okay?
Yeah, we're letting you clearly talk. So it's we're not. It's not the second and third lady of Jemison. It's the first lady. Viv Vermaak. Clearly controversial approach to living life through dismotivation. Apparently, according to Vervin, we can see obviously the value in that.
Yeah.
Please don't pat yourself on the back for putting your shoes on the correct way. It's really not a way to live, right?
Positive music. Positive people.
Let's do it.
919. 919.
919. And don't stop believing. 919, where you can feel good anytime. I know that people are saying, but because it's a feel good station, right? And we're empowering you every single day, all day long. You know, we're that person in your life, right? So we bring in Viv Vermaak, who you know, as you've just heard, or if you've just tuned in, is, man, she shoots from the hip. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the same? Very bad with sayings anyway. But she shoots to kill, I would say, the truth, right? The truth about, in this point, she's gone on a bit of a pioneering journey, right? There we go. On dismotivating the country of South Africa and those are beyond, right? Viv, as you know, you might have recalled that you've read one of her amazing journalistic pieces throughout the ages as well. She's a great motivational speaker, and that's where the irony lies, that dismotivation comes up.
Yeah.
Viv is on the line with us right now to tell us more about that.
So when I look at the word dismotivation, right, like it mind boggles me a bit, because it's like, is it something that we should stop setting goals and stop improving ourselves? Because I need to understand, everyone speaks about let's be positive, and you know, like you said, if you can dream it, you can do it. But I want to know, is it one of those things where you have to be like, I know I can't do this, so I'm not going to do it, or at least try? Like, how does this dismotivation concept work?
So it just helps people reframe more appropriate goals, and also to challenge the concept that motivation is that magical lightning bolt that will change you from where you are now to improving yourself. I'm not saying people can't improve themselves. We are biologically driven to improve ourselves, but it has to be realistic. And that's what is the beauty and to me the wonder of the statement of we want to change the world, start by making your bed. That people are attracted to metaphors, and it's instinctively something that we know, that great changes come with small steps, but the steps have to be appropriate. So if the metaphor that's helpful to you is, the longest walk to freedom starts with the first step, it's reasonable. Walk, step. You want to eat an elephant, how do you do it? Bite by bite. How do you write a book? Sentence by sentence. But the outlandish goal of changing the world and tying your shoelaces the right way around is inappropriate. And that's what I'm saying to people. Be cautious when you set your goals so high that it becomes a perversion of what you're capable of. But you have to improve on a daily basis. You can't help not to. That's the way dopamine is wired in our brain. I swear to God, you will wake up every day and you'll want to improve. Just be more aware of what a reasonable goal is for you. And then my second message is take yourself out of the center of the universe the whole time. Mm. Don't make all goals just about you and winning and I'm better. And so what are your goals that make you better to be around at the workplace and in your family? So it's taking you out of the center of the universe and telling you you're already halfway there by doing a simple household task.
Have you found, I would say, some kind of pushback on demotivating, you know, further? Do people just not understand it at this point? Are they intellectually ready, I suppose, maybe in an emotional...
That's an excellent question. So some people find it a liberation because they say, I feel so deconstructed, thank you. And other people, because we live now in a universe that I'm going to call a little bit narcissistic and the selfie generation, where is if we are not the center of the picture and I'm not the best, people don't want to hear it. They want to hear that you are that porn star, even though you're the average guy, that you are that magnificent porn star that can get anything that you want. And if you challenge their view that they are so great, they feel uncomfortable with it. We are also, I think, not keeping ourselves up to date with the science, which really tells us that a lot of our behavior and achievement is not because of what we put in. A lot of who we have physical tracks that you are given when you are born, and it's not fair or unfair. The universe doesn't care, but it's uneven. So you can't achieve into your mindset to it because of gender, money, where you are born in South Africa, which era you were born. And to tell people that anything that goes wrong in their life is purely their fault is just wrong.
Yeah.
But you can't tell a person who's successful, listen, just largely luck.
I was going to just say.
But when things go wrong, then it's the universe. When things go right now, then it's me.
Absolutely. And again, we're in an era, and we'll continue with Viv in just a moment to close up this, you know, again, maybe you can start your own dismotivation journey this week as soon as you, you know, have heard more from Viv. But again, my entire thing is, it's a kind of detachment, or maybe reality check is a better word.
Yeah.
I'd say how much have I actually like elevated my own self? Because it's really out of whack.
Detachment. I love the word detachment. That's how you're going to get there, by stop seeing yourself in the middle of everything.
Good. Okay. Viv Vermaak, motivational, dismotivational speaker, excusez-moi, and journalist. Everyone in South Africa, everyone or anyone should know who Viv Vermaak is. She is now the philosopher of dismotivation, and she's chatting to us on 919. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to see what she's got to say on the closing thoughts of her journey. Something cool from Katy Perry, Harley's in Hawaii. Right, John 919. Feel good anytime. The Sunday Revolution team, Chris Jordan, Donna Gucci-Lake, we're all in the house, man. But we're also joined by a royalty, I would say.
Yes.
The First Lady of Germiston is here, as I have titled her, Viv Vermaak. If you know about Viv, you know that she speaks her mind, is famous for it. Famous for it.
Yeah.
In whatever medium you've encountered Viv, but she's also started a movement called Dismotivation for Life, I would say, right? And we're going to chat. So we've been chatting to her for the past about 30 minutes or so. We're going to close up with that in just a moment. Just a little bit of a self-punch if you do want to know and hear a little bit more about dismotivation and embracing chaos, right? Mm-hmm. You can go and check out the mini series that I've posted, Chris Jordan Media, The First Lady of Germiston with Viv Vermaak. Also, you can go and follow Viv. She is predominant. I think she's only on Facebook. but everyone knows that at viv.vermark, and you can go find her there. Viv, listen, thanks for having this bit of a moment with us. We really appreciate it. You've been absolutely great. And, you know, also for... I want to comment here and like leave that in the back of your head, you know, because people, not that they put you on a pedestal, but they like what you say. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. They love what you say. They like how you say it. They like what you've done. And now you're motivating people through dismotivation. Good on you. Yeah.
No, that is my way.
That's your way. This is the way. You know, let's go Mandalorian on you. Okay. So we have a couple of closing questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I absolutely love the concept of dismotivation because it makes you look at life from a different perspective. Like Viv said, someone telling you that to change the entire world, because nobody can, you need to make up your bed, which is nonsense in my opinion. And I love the fact that it's one of those where you need to keep it real with yourself, for yourself, in order to achieve the goals, like you said, Viv, step by step. But what I want to know from you is, how does one go about dismotivating themselves?
Okay, so let me frame it like this. I'm suggesting a world, and this is the hard part, the first part, is instead of seeing yourself as this individual with this limitless potential that's just waiting to be unlocked, accept the reality that you're probably already the best you're going to be. Otherwise, you would have been it.
True.
Accept the possibility that you, like most of us, and most of us by definition, or most of us, are average. And you'll always be average. And average is enough. How are you going to adjust to an expectation of averageness? Must I tell you how?
Tell us.
You're going to be average with great vigor and joy.
Tell us, Mama.
You're going to be average with gratitude and awareness and authenticity.
Yes. Mm.
The world for us, the average. The sun rises the same colors for me as it does for Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to find your joy in not elevating your delusional perception as a superhuman in the world.
Yeah.
You will find your joy in being meaningful to other people. You will find your joy. What Chris said is beautiful. Detachment.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the roof of your house and look at the stars. And it's not to find your place in the universe. Look at the stars for the sheer hell of awe and curiosity.
Mm.
Then make incremental changes in your life that is meaningful to you and to other people. But if you keep measuring yourself by this delusion of limitless potential, you'll always live in a falsehood.
Mm.
Start being real and accepting who you are. And I know you're trying your best at the moment, which is a bit of embarrassing, I suppose. And we're all doing it. And we're all doing it. So do it with joy and vigor. Be the best average you can be.
Love that.
You know, my thing is, and I always go from this point of view because, again, hashtag my life. But, you know, when you are, and enough people have been in those situations when you feel like mold, like you are less than average. That's how you see yourself. That's how you believe yourself. How do you go from the very low to actually convince yourself that you are successfully average, you know, and this is the best way forward? I mean, again, how do you do that?
Okay. So let us say you are a loser and you're lower than average. So what?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
So you're a loser. Still show up. The sun still shines the same for you. Flowers are as beautiful. Now, here's your reality. It's easier for people to accept that you are this godlike creature just trapped in an unfortunate way of life, or that you're below average.
Mm.
Neither are true. Most of us are average. And in some things, we're a bit above average, and in some things, we're below average.
Mm.
All of us have that. Life is messy. Life is chaotic. So in some places of life, you are mold. You are terrible. So what? So is everybody else. Except that 2% at the top, and 98% of us will not be that 2%. I can 100% guarantee you that.
You have a happy song. I know you've shared it with me, and it makes you feel good. And just to, that's from Monty Python, and it kind of empowers you at any one point. What is the name of the song? Something about a galaxy, eh?
It's called the Galaxy Song,
oh, the
and it was a remarkable song where he walks into the universe and he just puts everything in perspective, and how fast the sun goes, and stars, and the universe, and there's you just looking at it all, and it's marvelous. I hope you can find it and play it to people. It's great.
I shall do that. tell me, just in terms of like what's next, because I did mention earlier before you came on that, I mean, you now are going to move. You did move. We saw on this week, like, you've moved over, you've started this.
Where? Not yet.
Not yet. It's still coming.
Not yet. The sale of my house fell through. So,
no.
So I'm dealing with stuff, and it's complicated. And this is what I'm saying to people. So change is complicated. Mm. So you get the messages from people that it's fantastic and change, and no growth can happen without change. But there's yin and yang in life. Nothing is as clear and beautiful as just new life, clean room, and there you go.
Yeah.
Of course, for me, to move to a new place, I have to kick other people out of another house, and they're on the street. Estonia. Nothing is clean. Nothing is beautiful and nice. And that is why being able to achieve things in life despite the chaos of an unmade bed is probably better for me.
Yeah.
You in said fact, that's going to be my, can I leave that with a final scientific statement?
Yes, go ahead.
That they did the science, and they tested who performed better at work, the ones with messy desks or neat work, and they found that neatness is counterproductive.
Hmm.
So the people with the messy desks had better ideas and were more productive. So if you can find a way in the world that you can find focus despite chaos, or despite not the bed being made, that is a better approach than expecting everything to go your way and that you can control everything.
Viv Vermaak, she is the first lady of Dismotivation for South Africa and for the world. Go follow her on Facebook at viv.vermaak. Thanks, Viv. You've been great.
Thank you, thank you. Be detached and be average and be happy.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just want to feel good every day.
919. The music never stops. Never stops. Good times never end. Good times never end. 919.
My best time is over.